All right. Now I'm actually recording this. The live people can hear this.
Hey, there I am.
You know, we got people in the chat room and all that. Yeah, okay, just hang on. God damn it. Everybody at once. Slow down. Just slow your roll. We haven't even started yet. Let me play the intro. Owen here from the Oh No Radio Show. Thought I'd check in with you as we haven't done a live show this week and explain to you exactly why we haven't done a live show this week. You see, folks, next week is a very momentous occasion. We are embarking on the 150th, can you believe it, episode of the Oh No Radio Show. So we wanted to get everyone's schedules together. We wanted to be able to prepare a show that's a little bit above the norm of normalcy for the Oh No Radio Show. A bit above the norm of normalcy? Is that even... I can't talk today. Anyway, that show is going to be on Wednesday, February the 5th, at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on justin.tv/Oh No Radio Show. Folks, we're getting people in you may remember from the past, you may not. We're getting folks that I believe are the future of this show. I think it's going to be a packed house, it's going to be a lot of fun, it's going to be a celebration. But in the meantime, and in the absence of not doing a live show this week, I thought I'd bring something a little bit different back to you. As we are in the week of celebrations for the 150th show, thought we would go back in time and listen, reminisce to some of the best and, well, the worst of what this show has brought since its inception. Now, when we started this show, it was originally called The Angry Inch. I did that show with a guy named Val. I found it funny that when I went to go pull files to start from the beginning, if you will, I don't really have any of those anymore. They are on a computer that is dead and a hard drive that is kind of locked away. So some of the stuff that I've been able to find from the beginning is actually not quite the beginning. Now, we do have a lot of the archives backed up online, and I was able to pull some of that. But again, The Angry Inch was taken offline, probably about 2 years ago when I started running out of space and didn't have the money at the time to upgrade. So some of that stuff may just be lost forever. If not, it will be recovered and posted when I can find it. Either way, we are starting this best of, I guess we're going to call it, the best of, worst of the Oh No. We'll call it the worst of the Oh No Radio Show. I think what we're going to do. And we'll start it with one of a guy that I'd love to have back in here, and a guy that was very, very, you know, influential and crucial to us starting this whole podcast beast. I think this is from an episode entitled Hey Jordan, where I sat down and asked Jordan a few questions, and I think there's some music in the background, and just sit down and listen. I have a strong feeling that we end up talking about, I think there's some masturbation in there, I don't even remember. But that's the whole point of this, is that we can sit back, we can remember the good old days, and once again, If this is your first time ever listening to the radio show, this is not typical Ono radio show style. I usually come on, there's, you know, fanfare and glory, and there's all these, you know, characters popping up, and these, you know, jolly drunk idiots to conversate with. I think I must be getting sick. My throat is really, really clogged up or something. It's all that mangias, I suppose. Anyway, we'll get to it. This is me and Jordan sitting down having a little chat. It's off the episode, Hey Jordan. I'll pop in periodically throughout this podcast and, you know, kind of let you know what the hell's going on. Because otherwise, I think you're going to be a little bit confused. There you go.
Like how one of your darts is off the board. It's awesome.
Yeah, with no flight.
None whatsoever. No trajectory. Actually, that is kind of impressive with no.
I'm guessing it fell off when it hit the board, but
I mean that's just me. Brute strength. I mean, when you're a beast, you're a beast. I mean,
that's right. Shit, you know. Anyway, you ready to start this?
Let's do it.
Sorry now, who's sorry now, whose heart is aching for breaking its vow, who's sad and blue, who's crying too, just like I cried over you.
Hey Jordan,
right, what's up, huh?
How often do you like trim your pubes?
I tried to warn you.
Thought about it the other day.
Somehow.
Broke it down. It's probably like, realistically, about once a week.
I haven't trimmed my pubes in like 2 months.
Sorry now.
You have to keep the hedges clean, dude. You really have to. I mean,
yeah. I get bored with it sometimes.
Do you braid it?
It's a time consuming operation.
Could you possibly do cornrows down there?
I could do little braids, like little black baby braids.
little French braid action.
Yeah,
I think you gotta keep it up to par. You can't putt from the rough, so to speak.
You ever completely shave down there?
Yeah, that's the only way to go, man.
You do the complete shave every time. No trimming action.
I mean, you gotta trim like an arrow or a V, you know, some kind of shit going on, you know, like the
so
fucking...
You do completely bald baby ginger baby balls.
Makes your dick look bigger. Yeah, it makes your dick look bigger.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You know,
but.
It's the way to go. It's the way to go.
I just use the same beard trimmer that I used to trim my beard.
You use the same one you shave your face with to shave your fucking...
Yeah, why not?
Wow. You're special. Very special.
Well, the coffee's too weak.
Well, the coffee's too weak.
And the steak is too strong.
And the steak is too strong.
And I got an idea.
I don't know. I don't know what to say about this, though. Tell me what you think about this. I don't know if they have this in England, in the Queen's country, but something strange I noticed the other day. I think it happens with old age. But I went to my grandma's house about a month ago. Swear to God on my life. Some people know what I'm talking about. My grandma has plastic on her couches. Is that an American thing? Tell me.
I mean, this is a thing that I think exists in all cultures, but I'm not quite sure it exists in the UK. To me, I've always seen it in black urban movies where it's like the one room that you're not allowed to go in.
To go in, you can't, right?
Yeah, we all kind of have that room, I guess.
Sure.
That far.
For what? Her couch maybe costs $400 tops on a fucking great day. It's you know, and I sit on the plastic. It's not like it's a room we can't sit in. I sit on a fucking plastic covered couch. What the fuck? Help me out here.
Well, here's the real question, Jordan. When you're a grandma and you have a plastic covered couch, Do you put the doilies over the couch, or do you put over the plastic, or do you put them under?
It's kind of an in-between. Like, she'll keep the couch safe, but fuck the pillows, I guess. I don't know. The pillows just ride free. Like, kind of like... It's kind of like they're free balling. I don't know. They just, no plastic on the pillows.
Right, no plastic on the pillows.
No,
they're
fuck
fine.
The pillows.
Jizz on the pillows. Maybe that's what it's for. Grandma's fucking all over the couch.
I think so.
And then she could just throw out the pillows.
Right, I don't know. I don't get it.
Have grandma juice all over the couch. She just Windexes it down and it's done.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, grandma. But that, I mean, bizarre. Fucking, I can't figure it out. I asked her and it's not going anywhere. I told her, I was like, you know, what's the deal?
Your grandma's gross.
That was a great day, though.
Seven. Swear to God.
Jesus. You're putting in work, son.
Dude, you ever heard of a condition called button dick?
Button dick.
Your dick looks like a stack of buttons when you're done, bro.
That's how much manual labor you're putting into your shaft.
I'm telling you, this day was relentless. It was like...
You must have been exhausted.
I think it was the first day of summer vacation, and I was home with the internet for the first time ever. And it was just Pamela Anderson picture after Pamela Anderson picture.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's, man.
That's like somebody, a suicide bomber, finally making it to jihad heaven.
You ever have your dick, Jordan, get so hard that you can see your reflection in it?
It's so waxed off.
It's called mirror dick.
Mirror dick. It's so just glossy.
Do you have any good masturbation stories?
Oh, God. Too many. I don't even.
You ever put it in a fruit? I haven't.
Haven't gone that far. I wouldn't know. I thought about
the vacuum cleaner once, but I never actually did it.
You'd be calling EMTs and firefighters for that one. You'd be in the heat of fucking trouble right there. But fruit. What's your favorite fruit? Fruit to fuck.
Never fucked a fruit.
Never fucked a fruit. You asked me if I fucked a fruit, but you've never fucked a fruit.
Pineapples. Feels like an vagina that has a
they are pretty juicy.
it feels like a vagina with one of those, you know, 5 hour shower or 5 hour shaves. What am I talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I have never fucked a fruit. You're a fruit fag.
If you remember nothing else,
dicks and fire don't mix.
And we're back again. The On Out Radio Show, presented by Lake Frequency Studios, with me, your host, Owen Butler, and my great co-host, Jordan Patrick. How are you doing, Jordan?
I'm doing great, O. How you guys doing? We're back again.
Yeah, we are. For better or worse, huh?
Pretty much worse, predominantly, for the most part, it's always worse. But
it's always going to be worse. This is never really ever going to be a good show.
It's progressively...
Let's just realize that we're never going to have a good show.
We're not. I've already come to that realization when I put the headphones on every single time.
And in that case, any show that is slightly decent, well, that's an accomplishment, I say.
Fucking great.
So, as you can see, and you can probably hear because you're listening to this, Jordan, on your lovely iPhone...
Earbuds.
And I'm using a pair of Walmart $24 headphones. I decided to go and break every single pair of headphones in my house.
What? Explain the scenario.
I got drunk.
Okay. So unlike you, but, you know... What happened? What were you?
Well, I have two really nice pairs of headphones, and unfortunately, I pretty much destroyed them both in one night. I don't really know how it happened.
You just choose to forget? Or was it blackout status? Or
I mean, I kind of remember. It was an annoying thing. All right, so the first pair of headphones I dropped on the floor. And there's a part of it you can see here. There's one of the earphones.
Classy.
I'll show you. There's the rest of the earphones.
That was good.
I think I threw away the other ones because they really weren't keeping, but worth keeping. But these ones will go back. They'll get fixed. They're
Under warranty? Or?
Yeah, there's a 2-year warranty on them. They're expensive Sennheiser headphones. And
ship it. Make
so
them
now
fix it.
We're if the basically what I'm saying to the audience, if the sound is shit tonight, well, you kind of get why, because I can't hear what I'm fucking doing on these pieces of shit. Because
Walmart is always rolling prices back.
So. Exactly. And, you know, I just wanted something cheap just to be able to keep the thing fucking moving.
Exactly.
Because that's what we do.
Every day, all day.
So how long's it been? It's been about a month? I think it was like 3 weeks ago that I actually uploaded X. You know, it always takes me
a
ridiculous long amount of time to get these shows uploaded, but... Yeah, I will actually. I have the day off tomorrow, so I should have this one uploaded tomorrow.
Excellent.
But either way, it's been about a month since I've seen you. We're both tired, aren't we? It's 10:56 by my clock. I guess I could have just said 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, but I like the precise accuracy. To the minute. I like that.
You know,
you could have given me seconds. I mean, if you were going that far, you might as well just jumped off the cliff.
Yeah, I should have. I don't have a clock with the seconds button. I don't have that.
You should have just said 11. You're fucking up.
Oh, either way. You're obviously in a very enthusiastic mood, I can tell.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm feeling it.
Coming off a long day of work.
Just got out of work, came over here to jump on the mics. And
And you just ate two McDoubles?
A bag of death, yeah. That's what I call it.
A bag of death.
Yeah.
What exactly is in a bag of death? Why don't you explain?
It consists of, this is an order of a bag of death right here. I went to McDonald's, ordered two McDoubles, 86 the pickle, and add the Big
Mac
sauce.
Like how you did the radio code there. That was,
you like that?
That was classy.
Yeah. It's that's some radio jargon for you, and restaurant jargon.
Restaurant jargon.
Mind you. 86 the pickle, add the Big Mac sauce, and that's where the party's at. And small fry.
Small fry. There you go with the small fry.
I do. Keep it reasonable. I figure I'm eating shitty anyway, so let's minimize the shittiness.
But they kind of fucked up tonight because they gave you three McDoubles.
Yeah, that was the the light at the end of the tunnel. That's not what I'm looking for. But
and then you thought you were going to get an extra, you know, McDouble, but I decided to eat it for you.
You did, because that's what British people do.
Well, you know. We got to do something. We don't get good beef in the UK.
Okay. Awesome.
We're off to an amazing start.
This sucks.
This is pretty much the worst start we've ever gotten off
to,
isn't it?
This is horrible.
Oh, Christ. Well, we can say again, though, that we're our usual sponsor is here, the 16-ounce Budweiser can.
Yes, it is.
You're getting texts from fucking Angry Birds again, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Your fucking phone and that. All right, I'm going to start this off. I'm sick of people.
Hey, guys. Hope you enjoyed that. That was a little bit of me and Jordan shooting the shit. A little bit of masturbation talk. As the Ono Radio Show is famous for. Kind of talk about our penises at least once in every episode. It's kind of prerequisite now. But yeah, I miss that guy. He needs to come back. He needs to spend some time with us in the studio, you know. And need to catch up, see how he's been doing. But yeah, that was the beginnings kind of the Ono Radio Show. You know, first there was Val and kind of, you know, Tony stepped in with Val back when it was the Angry Inch. And then we had Brian for a short time, a lovely chocolate gentleman. See, people often accuse me of being this massive racist, and what they tend to forget was that for 2 to 3 whole episodes, I had a black co-host, guys. See? I can't be racist. It's like fact. It's like how it works, right? So yeah, Jordan stepped in for Black Brian, big beautiful Black Brian, and he was one of the first ones on my archive that I was even able to pull up. So if you guys have some of those old shows, please send them my way, because I apparently don't anymore. Anyhow,
Moving on with the show, we transition into kind of a new era of the Ono Radio Show, and this is a time filled with some, you know, some classic characters such as DJ Trems and Brian the Cajun Snake, and then later a guy that we would all come to know and love. This is I think one of the first appearances that Duncan is ever on, and well, needless to say, it's no wonder how things turned out to be the way they are. Enjoy this, folks. One of the first appearances of Duncan.
Dead. Can't believe it. All those good songs. Beat It.
That's right.
Fucking Thriller, man.
I know. That's what I was talking about.
Thriller.
I know.
Dude, Zombies.
Zombies.
Thriller. Remember when he did that?
No, it's...
He did that thing and he... Remember when he did the dance?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love the dance?
He was a good
Everybody
dancer.
Knows the dance.
Really good dancer. Dance. Michael Jackson was... And you know...
Oh, the moonwalk.
Nobody can moonwalk. Everybody tries. Nobody can do
it. Usher's got a decent moonwalk.
No, he's not Michael Jackson.
Who's got the best moonwalk now?
Now.
I don't know, man.
Moonwalk contest.
Let's throw down the gauntlet.
Can you do a moonwalk?
Look at the shoes.
Oh, you mean between us? Okay.
Oh, who can moonwalk the best? Well, going by footwear.
Barefoot. I'm doing it bare. I'm doing it.
I think you might have it, dude. I can't moonwalk.
Isn't it?
We're on the carpet.
It's
here,
this
man.
Though, right? You just kind of do that.
Kinda. Yeah, but you got to make it fluid, bro. Yeah. All right. See,
man.
That's better than I can do it. I'll tell you that.
Moonwalk.
He's pointing. I'm going to try.
You can moonwalk.
Give it a go.
I'm
scared. I don't know if I can
moonwalk. Let's get this on camera.
I can't moonwalk. I'm from Louisiana, man.
You should be able to do all sorts of crazy shit. Stuff. If you can... Look.
I got slipper loafers on. How am I going to moonwalk?
It's some chewed up slipper loafers.
Come on, man.
Oh, no! I think we're going to have a good show.
I don't think we've ever said that before since I've been.
No, you know, here's what I think. I think Jordan doesn't return my phone calls anymore. He got sick of doing the show, or his girlfriend just won't let him do it anymore. I think the latter. So then there's Trevor, who's off on DJing, you know, adventures, and also raising a family as well. And
that's true.
I know he's off in New York. I'm sure we'll have him back soon. But, you know,
we're
down to the ground roots crew, boys. You know, we got the ground roots crew.
Yep.
We got myself, Duncan, and Brian. And to prove to you how much Duncan loves this show.
Yeah, that's right.
Duncan rode here today. He usually takes the option if Trevor's going to be on the show to... hop a ride. I mean, last couple of times it's been an option for you to get a ride with someone.
Yeah, with someone.
There was Amy the week before, and then Trevor. And this week that wasn't an option. And
yep.
And both times that you've been here, I've wanted to talk about scooter travel.
We almost got into it the last time, but we got distracted.
We never really quite encapsulated the rigors and roughs of traveling day by day on a scooter.
On a scooter.
Scooter travel.
And that's mentioned, by the way. You drove a very long distance. How many miles? I mean, it's in my car at, you know, 60 miles an hour, it would take me 20 minutes. Yeah. Today, what? Explain your adventure from the beginning and how long did it actually take you to get here?
Well, from the start of leaving my garage, from the time I took off, was at 6:12 p.m. and I arrived here at about 7:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, I did have a detour, not really a detour. I had to stop and get gas. My whopping 1 gallon tank needed to be
filled. Is that
all
that's on there? Is 1 gallon?
1 gallon tank, man.
So So if you go back home tonight, you're stopping for gas again?
Not necessarily. I mean, I didn't have a full tank when I left the house.
Okay, gotcha.
So
gotcha.
I just had to stop.
Right.
Because I wouldn't have made it all the way here.
Fair enough.
I didn't want a chance at
coming
down 50.
How many miles you get on that gallon?
Usually about 60 or 70.
No shit.
Yeah.
Let's explain what you have first off as well.
Well, first off, what I have is... you could generously refer to it as a motorcycle, but it's not. It's
no,
a scooter.
It's
a scooter.
Honest.
It's a scooter.
It's a 49cc. That like, would be engine size for people that don't know.
Like you said when you pulled up here, I don't have to shift. All I have to
all
do,
I do
is
have
hit
to
go.
Go. And I get carpal tunnel.
From the go.
From the go.
Yeah, that's not from
the go. No, mean, but it, then I'll medicate and it'll be fine.
Right.
Just the cold monster on my hand helps to ice it down.
Speaking of monsters, how many of those things you drink a day?
Seriously,
it really
Duncan.
It really depends
really
on
your
depends
heart
on
is
day.
Going to explode.
Look, on an average.
On an average?
On.
Look, if I'm on an average, two. That's it.
You're lying.
All right.
If I'm at the factory.
Does this include days off? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Normally on days off, I don't. But I've had friends in town, so I haven't slept a whole lot the last week.
So you've been monstering
so
just
been,
the same as if you were at work.
If, as if I was at the factory, correct.
Right. So at the factory, I mean,
I've known.
I remember one night you admitted to eight.
Yeah, that was the night
eight
you...
in a 24-hour
These are
hour
pint
period.
Cans.
Yes.
These are pint cans of Monster, eight and night.
I'm shaking.
Oof. They make me want to shake.
Yeah, man.
And the thing is they used to.
I don't feel it anymore,
yeah,
huh?
You don't feel it.
Shit doesn't faze me anymore.
Is that what life on the road conditions you to?
Dude, you have to have something. And when you're working for a family.
And when you're a lame ass and you get sober and you don't have beer.
That's true.
You go
dude,
back.
But beer's not going to help you stay awake when you have to load in at
sure
4 a.m.
it will. Who says?
Okay. Yeah. I can't argue with that logic.
No one's ever done a load in or load out drunk either from the night before
or from the day
earlier.
Yeah. Look, I can't even say that I haven't done that because I have. I have. Good Lord, I have.
I know, because you're a dirtbag.
That's true. Is it possible that Charlie Sheen is our scumbag messiah?
If he had a mustache.
A molestache.
If he had a molestache, Charlie Sheen would indeed be the scumbag messiah.
That's true.
But sans mustache?
No, he's just a regular
He's
old
just a
off.
Regular scumbag.
Yeah. Dude, that's a deal that you really
what
can't
a deal.
Turn about. Yeah. Because you know there'll be free cocaine for him, too.
Oh, I'm sure drugs will be running rampant around that
on
place.
On a porno set?
It's
no.
A porno set 24/7. It's a house owned by YouPorn. How crazy
yeah.
is that? That a website now that we've all been there.
Franchise.
It's a
Why
franchise.
Why are you looking at me like I'm going to try and deny that?
Well, I'm just making sure by facial reactions the sunglasses really are hiding all emotion from the Cajun Snake over there.
And the beard.
Talking to me?
Is this thing even on?
Yeah.
But everyone's been there. You know, we all know what YouPorn is.
Everybody. Because yeah, everybody likes porn.
Everybody
even
does.
Even if you don't like porn, you like porn. It's just a
the
question
largest
of degree.
Franchises in the U.S.
God bless America.
I mean, they still profit every year. And they've proven that, too.
You're absolutely right.
And that's
know?
Even by
when,
scumbags
when all
like
of,
me refusing to pay for porn. Because I don't
yeah,
pay for porn.
Hardly anyone pays for porn, yet the business still makes money. How are they doing it? And the music industry needs to figure out how.
No shit.
Because
no
they've
shit.
Got the they've got actually the business model down to a T.
Yeah.
And if you can, if they can attach themselves to that, it's golden. I've strongly suggested that every time a new medium pops up, whether it be a DVD or a Blu-ray or whatever,
yeah.
first people to make it successful
are
always the porn.
Yep,
the
absolutely.
Porn industry.
Absolutely.
Happened with, I think, VHS and Beta.
Yeah.
Like, that was the big deal that VHS advanced over the Beta, the Sony, you know, Betamax was porn.
Porn.
Porn adopted the format. And
porn went to Blu-ray. They didn't do the HD DVD.
Yeah, exactly. They went to Blu-ray.
Yeah.
You know, they chose the standard, and that's what's going to go on from now on.
Right.
You know? If you want to see... I've not seen one yet. Has anybody seen a 3D porn?
No.
No.
First off, I don't actually... I think I might know one person with a 3D TV,
yeah,
but it's not somebody that I would really want to go watch porn with around at his house.
Correct.
I need to borrow your TV.
You know?
Yeah.
Can
you just go the fuck away for a few minutes?
Can I use your living room for the afternoon?
Yeah,
is that all right?
I need to fire off some knuckle children. Is that
yeah.
cool?
Do I need the glasses? What's the whole deal?
Oh, man.
You know,
Imagine that.
You're sitting there, buck naked. You're in the living room. You know, you're on a leather couch. You got the porn on your 3D TV.
Now I feel dirty.
But you got the glasses on. How much of a dweeb do you feel like?
No. The question is do you still have your socks on?
3D porn.
No, do you have your socks on? If you have your socks on, dweeb. If you don't have your socks on.
I'm socks and sandals all the way.
Oh, my God. Then, yeah, you're a fucking hipster doofus is what you are. You're a geeky dweeb.
I got my socks and sandals.
A picture of that. Just Owen standing there, butt ass naked with the socks.
With like the remote covering his dog.
Remote and the 3D shades.
It's funny we should talk about naked bodies because I'm just gonna keep going now.
Oh,
I had something mentioned on my list about male grooming and
manscaping
in general. Now. I went, you know, down below. It's been a long time. This thing was just getting out of hand.
Was it like Vietnam?
Something had to be done. You know, when things are getting caught in your zipper
you
and shit like that.
You had to call in landscaping,
like,
didn't you?
You got to call horticulture and just rid of the shit. So
they come in at the 3 a.m. shift and fucking just go to town.
So one day, you know, when I'm left alone for quite a bit of time.
It's not something that you want to get walked in on doing.
That would be mortifying.
Surprise!
Chewbacca's everywhere.
That's hysterical.
Oh my God!
So I take care of the problem, right?
Right.
And, you know, I do a good trim job now, and then I'm looking at myself in the mirror.
He does.
This only goes so many different directions. I'm just trying to figure out which one it's going to be.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what I should do. Because, I didn't. Although I did notice an added growth, you know, like, oh man, that's where you've been hiding. You're down there.
Did a silence of the
Lion. Well, then I looked at myself and I realized the rest of you doesn't look like this.
Yeah.
You're all hairy up here. Oh. So I went up and I finished the rest of the job. And, you know, I don't shave. Do you guys shave down there?
No.
Or do you trim?
Trim.
Trim.
Trim. So we're all trimmers.
Yeah.
We can get that out of the way.
Right.
First off, if you shave down there,
you're probably in.
There's something kind of wrong with you. Like, that is weird.
Well, I mean, really? Like, you want to look like a 10-year-old?
Yeah. I mean, I already do. But, you know,
That's gotta be awkward.
To accentuate it would just be silly, you know? So. My point is, you know, I'm just looking at myself and I'm it's like I've got a hair shirt on.
Yeah.
A hair shirt when I've just taken off my hair underwear. and I now at least just have to even it up a bit. So, I even it up. And then I'm shaving and I'm like, I just realized my nipples grow
really
long
hairs.
Do you guys get that? The nipple long hair nipple?
Yeah. No. See, and my thing is I shave my arms. Because
of
my
tattoos.
Well, for
your tattoos,
yeah,
you want
like
them to stand out.
Generally, yeah. I used to actually like shave the parts of my legs where I have tattoos. But
gay.
It does look pretty gay when you only have one like spot. Yeah, like one
fag.
Spot.
Yeah.
But
that's why I can't get tattoos on my legs. I'm not going to shave my legs.
Not going to shave your legs, yeah.
No.
I don't shave this.
Ah, yes. Wasn't it lovely when Duncan came aboard the shit ship? Yeah, I guess with Duncan, he did bring a new era of scumbag. I mean, we were always had it in us, and I think that was kind of... Jordan set the precedent early on, but Duncan certainly took that and, well, I think he did kind of run with it. Hope you enjoyed that little taster. Those other voices you heard were Brian the Cajun Snake and DJ Trims, our good friend Trevor. Two other guys that have been very vacant from the podcast as of recent. But hey, I'm sure we'll see him again sometime soon. And this next little bit is, oh god, it's one of my favorite memories. For some reason, this just always sticks in my head as one of the more fun shows, and it was all really revolving around a time when I got a voicemail on my Google Voice account. And I had no idea who this person was. It was obviously a wrong number, but we play the voicemail and, you know, we give it a little listen, a little chitty chat about. So yeah, no, it's completely ridiculous. Still trying to figure out what this person was on and even actually what the hell their name was, because I don't even think they knew how to pronounce it. Yeah, this is some more of Duncan. I think Brian's in this too. We'll keep our journey moving forward in the last 150th episodes of the Oh No Radio Show.
What I was going on and saying was that I've not received a single phone call from any of our listeners, but I did get a random voicemail, internet voicemail, to one of my personal numbers. This is my Gmail voice number, which I'm not going to give out.
Oh.
And I want you to hear this message.
I wish I'd have saved the ones I had the other day.
This is great.
This is fun. I got to pause that. There we go.
Too much shit going on at once.
Always my fucking life story. But here we go. No, this is really funny. This comes to me randomly. I want your opinions as we go on through this. We'll listen to it full time first, and then we can go section by
snippet
section
by snippet,
and
yeah,
try and analyze exactly what this woman is saying.
Here we go.
Okay.
Boy, here we go.
Hello, this message is for Ned. My name is Janae. I'm calling about the computer that you're printing. We was just there to get a hard drive, and the computer was sick. My daughter was under warranty. I'm not understanding this whole thing about the computer. So please give me a call back at 407-15.
Oh, I should have probably done
that. Because I'm really not wanting to put out too much money on this computer. And I'm not understanding this at all. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Bye. So,
oh, no.
Age, ethnicity, go.
34.
Yeah.
63 black woman.
Oh, yo, yeah. She's black. That's obvious. Sorry.
Did you catch that she's computer
shopping?
She's
obviously
shopping.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You know, my daughter, selling my daughter's hard drive.
My daughter's under warranty? Did I catch that?
Yeah, I thought I heard something.
No. I think her daughter bought something at like a Best Buy or some store.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so she's calling back saying, my daughter just bought this. It says it's under warranty. And I just don't understand this whole computer thing. Like, that's pretty much what I got out of it. Just one more time.
One more time.
For the record, don't play the phone number because Weber will call her.
All right, and I'll certainly delete it on the podcast feed. I'll delete it. But if you got to hear it
that. Let's call her and see what she's doing right now.
Oh god,
I can't from this because.
Hey!
We're going to work on this. We'll make that happen eventually.
How is your computer?
Is your computer functioning?
See, here's... I think, first off, she says Ned.
Ned.
Yes. I think the name she says is Ned.
Ned, yeah.
One of the funniest things, though, is when you get a message on Google Voice translates the message into text so that you can read it underneath the message.
Uh-huh.
And this is what the text of this says. Hello. This message is for a minute. My name is and anytime there's something in question, it grays it out. So you know what's in question and the computer doesn't know what it says. So, hello, this message is for a minute. My name is and I am over about the complete address different things. We was just there. If you get a hard drive and if we don't know if it is my daughter... Was I don't want to see? I mean, I'm just. It is so today about the computer. Please give me a call back at blah, 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 blah. Hopefully, we can with Office because I'm not wanna put up too much money on this computer, and I'm not understand they said I'll buy.
That's American.
Wow.
That's American.
That's American.
One more time. This is the message.
Hello, this message is for Ned. My name is Janae. I'm calling about the computer that just printed. We was just there to get a hard drive, and the reader was sick. And my daughter was under warranty. I'm not understanding this whole thing about the computer. So please give me a call back at 4-2-5-0-8-5. Hopefully we can resolve this because I'm really not wanting to put out too much money on this computer.
I'm not putting out too much money on this computer.
I swear, I can see her rolling her tongue and she's trolling on herself right now. As she's talking to the camera.
And the funniest thing is
whatever she's doing.
No, she's talking on a phone and dialed a number.
I can see her.
I'm just not really understanding on this whole computer thing. Some people, I've stood by this for years, and I'm going to make it a policy.
She doesn't drive.
Old people need to take a test before they're allowed to use the internet. They need to have some sort of class or test that just, hey, here's the basics. All those Nigerian princes, don't worry about them, you know, like... Because they get themselves hurt, they get themselves in trouble,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Ugh. Funny start to the show, though. I mean, I got that last week, and I felt like I had to... So ridiculous, I had to share it.
I wish that I would have saved the voicemails that I got the other night. They were the most... There were three.
Right.
In rapid succession. Like
you need to start saving those because we can play them.
Well, yeah, but I didn't fucking think about it.
Yeah, come on.
Checking them, it was 7 o'clock in the morning, and I was just hearing it, and I was pissed, and it was some dude who obviously thought that I was black based on what he was calling me.
Duncan. Is this Sir Duncan?
Sir Duncan?
Sir Duncan.
Sir Duncan?
Sir. And I think he didn't even say a name. And clearly, like, when you call my voicemail, it says my name.
Right.
Right. So that's not really questionable.
What does your voicemail say?
I don't know.
My name is Duncan, blah, blah, blah. I'm not here right now.
I'm not here right now. Leave a message.
Don't you want to come here? Duncan.
Safety first.
Leave a message.
Yeah.
Have a nice one.
Yeah. I don't call you back.
Eat a bag of dicks.
Eat a bag of dicks.
What does your voicemail say, Brian?
You know, to be honest, I don't know.
I don't know.
You ever do that?
It probably just says,
you know, this is maybe I might have to go back and do it tonight. Redo it.
You probably should. You need to put something catchy on there. You need to really, you know, use the maraca. Get the rattle in there. Get the rattle.
Hello, Rara. Roro.
You've reached Brian. I'm not here right now.
Oh, no, baby!
Brian, I'm sorry to do this.
It's all right.
Been waiting.
I'll have nightmares. It's all right. I always have nightmares. So,
guys, I came across something on the internet, and I come across some pretty sick shit. Let's just be honest. All right.
I have to shield myself.
Yeah, and I want to just talk about this. First off, there's no other way around it, Brian. You're the only one in the room that hasn't seen it.
Oh, man, you got... Dude.
And
I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to. No, you don't.
And I don't blame you.
And I don't either.
Can I just say... Okay, I'm all down with them watching them.
Well, no. Don't spoil it.
I'm not, but...
And it just... It hurts.
Can you see it well enough from where you are?
Because
I really do want you to...
Man.
Experience this. Maybe you should sit in my chair.
No, that's good enough.
This is good enough for you?
Man.
You gotta hold out for it, though, okay? You gotta watch pretty much the whole thing. This film is called Shake That Bear. It is probably one of the most disturbing things I've ever found on the internet, but I felt it was so disturbing it needed to be discussed. And to be discussed, one needs to see it. So here is Brian and his response, seeing it for the first time. Shake That Bear.
hurts my soul.
I'm gonna pause it right now because Brian didn't see.
I can see. No, he shot the. It's cool.
No,
he shot the bear.
No, no,
no, no. No.
This,
try again.
I'm down with this. Doesn't bother me, right? That's fine.
Man.
Woo!
The series of reactions.
Pardon me if I don't last a long time.
Dang.
No, no.
No, no.
Shake that bear.
Shake that bear. No, no.
Don't
worry,
Ryan.
No, no, you have to.
No, I can't
yell out because the hound guy is right over there.
The hound. Dude, I stuck it out. Okay, we'll pause. We'll pause right there. We'll pause right there.
It's so terrible.
I don't know. I can't watch this, dude.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's horrible.
I am not that scumbag. I might not be capable
of
the radio show.
So okay, would you agree this is Duncan? This is basically the second of maybe four emotions or five emotions you feel in this video.
Yeah,
like it starts one way, and it goes this way, and then you say, "Hey, she has a nice ass." For what split
second? Yeah.
A split second, and then there's the dead bear again, and that's not cool.
No.
By the way, this movie, Shake the Bear. Girls in the woods.
It's a whole group of ding-dang dudes.
Yeah, a whole group of ding-dang dudes. They go shoot a bear that's in a
tree. Out of a
tree. Falls to the ground. Then some redneck bangs his chick or presumably some broad, you know, that shot the bear.
Yeah.
And then they're celebrating, as I guess, the hunt. That's the best
by
I could describe. By banging
her
on
the
top
bear.
of the game, the dead bear.
Yeah.
And
it's...
And now he's banging
still,
it. The still frame that is on the computer right now. I think I'll get kicked off of the internet if I show it. So I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it.
No.
I'm gonna tell you that if you are twisted enough to want to go and see it, go to shakethatbear.com.
And it's like,
but okay. So the dude bangs her. He bangs her. He bangs her. He bangs her. Blah blah blah.
Money shot.
Yeah. Blah blah blah. All over the butt,
and, it's,
and then there's the third emotion. Sorry, and it's right after the money shot.
That's the most terrible part.
The part where they throw it to a pack of
bloodhounds
to
these hound dogs.
Take away and eat and destroy. And then here they are afterwards. They celebrate drinking.
Yeah,
the hunting group.
Yeah.
Because we did such a good job. We shot a bear out of a tree, we fucked on it, and then we fed it to our dogs. That was the purpose of your mission?
Right, and you fucked on it while a bunch of other ugly-ass hillbillies were fucking watching you? Like, really?
I'm not saying... I mean, there are parts of it that are so obscene, you have to chuckle at them. I mean, I'm that guy that, like, at times, like, it's so uncomfortable, like, and it's so awkward that I chuckle at it because it's just like...
Because if you don't laugh, it'll fucking snap your brain.
And honestly, that is some really, really
fucked up shit.
A few weeks back, you know, I'm just going to jump right into it here. I'm just going to start jumping into topics because what the fuck? I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, fuck the dumb shit.
Who gives a shit?
And
I don't give a shit. I'm not
even
that
kind of bothered me a few weeks back. We were at work. I don't know how long it was. It might have been a couple of months ago. But I think we were at a place at the factory or around the factory. Trevor, you okay?
No, it's his first beer.
Right? Ever.
All right.
I'm sorry.
So we're eating lunch either way, and Duncan says, I think it's a teeth out sort of day. And Duncan proceeds to take his teeth out and put them on a napkin or something next to his food.
I put it in my pocket. I was classy.
I never knew Duncan didn't have
four teeth on the top, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What I'm just trying to. There it is. Gotta show the camera. There it is. There's the front four teeth. Creepier when you lick it like that. Yeah.
That's why I do it.
Oh my god. So anyway.
Like a sawzall, the slower you go, the dirtier it is.
Point being, all right. My question is, how the fuck did you lose those teeth? And how? Why? You know.
All right.
I was about to ask that question actually.
No, hold on.
I never knew you didn't have teeth until you said it in the car on the way here, and then he just said that.
Now.
This is the first time I've ever found out you didn't have no teeth, bro.
Let's take a poll.
Did you know he had no teeth, Brian?
Brian, did you?
No.
It's a secret I kind of try to keep. You know, like.
Well, fuck it out now.
I don't give a fuck. Like, really? Okay, let's take a poll. How do you think I lost them?
I'm guessing it was some form of work-related accident. That would be my first guess.
Nope.
Benoit, what's your guess?
What's yours?
Caught some bullshit in the mouth.
Trevor?
I want to expand on Benoit's caught some bullshit in the mouth, you were extremely safe, and you fucking bit a curb.
That was some form of bar fight or some alcohol-related incident.
Yeah, alcohol-related.
Right?
Okay. So we're all on the same page. Something with the ridiculous job you do combined with the fact that you're usually stoned or at some point in your life drunk out of your mind. And you,
never
you probably
at work.
Did something stupid. But you didn't is
but
what
the,
you're trying to say.
The answer is, in fact, no.
You ate a lot of candy because you were a fat kid.
Yes, but that's not why I lost it. That's part of it. We're getting there.
All right.
Candy.
I like this game.
Candy. But not for your mouth.
Second phrase.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, no, baby.
The anal bleaching bandit.
I don't need any anal bleaching.
Yeah,
it's,
so,
on fire
so I absolutely,
it's on fire
I absolutely do not think anal... Yeah, and that, what if you had hemorrhoids and you anal bleached?
Oh, man.
Because just bleach, I can,
wait,
I mean, obviously it's bleach.
Hemorrhoid? I don't know.
Right?
No, I think your ass would be in the moon by yourself. That shit would hurt.
I think you would probably just want to die.
Because I know you've all gotten gig butt, and then you've gotten home and went in the shower, and then water hits the fucking, your swamp ass, woo! That hurts.
Oh my god.
I hate that one.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine now a tattoo down there. Jesus.
Or the
bleach. How do you put bleach down there?
Come on.
Look, Brian's getting upset.
Now Brian's getting upset.
We're going to talk about buttholes too
me
much
push
for
this
Brian.
Real quick. Let me
hang on.
Hey, folks. Sorry about that. See, I would have been remiss if I wouldn't have included some stuff that included some good old New York DJ Trems action, you see. Once upon a time, another great addition to the radio show. It's just unfortunate that last piece that you just heard was one of the many times that I have forgotten to hit the record button. Yeah, folks, it's happened on more than one occasion, and when it does happen, guess who has to go back to the internet, to the live stream, and pull all of it and re-record himself. Here I am saying that as I sit and do a podcast where I am talking about myself doing a podcast and listening to myself and critiquing it. Yeah, it's a whole twisted web of, you know, what's that movie? Inception? Something like that. Yep, that one. There was a DiCaprio in it, I know that. It's not a good movie unless there's a DiCaprio in it, apparently. Fuck that guy. Makes more money than God. Thinks he's a better actor than he is, too. I'm standing by that. So, yeah, now we transition from kind of the DJ Trems era to the more current Duncan era. But in the middle of that, you know, process, we took a little time to spend some time with some guys that we love who have become frequent friends, and they usually, you know, come as a duo, but they have appeared separately. Ladies and gentlemen, our good friends Christian the Gay and Adam the Brit. They pop in from time to time. I don't know, maybe we'll see one or two of them here at the 150th episode. Again, on Wednesday night, February the 5th. And yeah, I guess this is a little sit-down that we had with when we actually were surprised when we got a call from someone we all know and love, our good friend Mike. Now, our friend Mike is a talented individual, and I wish I could tell you his job, but it's just so goddamn important that I can't. Either way, he was kind enough to give us a call, and we were able to talk, pick his brain a little bit about what he likes. And if you know who I'm talking about, it's probably a little more interesting. But this guy named Mike works in the entertainment industry and is a very prominent man around the Orlando area. So we'll just leave it at that. We'll leave it at that, huh? You know, I could have hit stop a long time ago and redone this whole little blurb, but you know what? Fuck it. It's going in. It's going in. It's going in. Enjoy this little phone call from Mike. I think I start like midway through. I didn't want to play the whole thing. You can go and listen to the whole thing. It's on the fucking website. OnoRadioShow.com. Goddamn pricks. Can't hear everything.
But Mike, I did have one thing that you have to promise me you can do. How quick can you pull up the lyrics and recite us in the Bill Cosby voice? The boom boom. By Nicki Minaj. Come on, man. Do it. Come on.
I have not heard this, so I would love to hear this.
What's the name of the song?
I have not a fucking clue what we're talking about, so this will be wonderful.
Hold on a second.
You don't know who Nicki Minaj is? Oh, I know that bit.
So it made it your way, huh?
Yeah, it made it my way. All this way.
Did Tony play it for you?
I have heard bits and pieces, but I want a bit of my own.
All right, here we go. Ready?
All right, fair enough.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, this is Bill Cosby. Here we go. This one is for the boys with the booming system. Top down AC with the cooling system. When he come up in the club, he be blazing. Got stacks on the deck. He be saving up. And he ill. He real. He might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of build. He cold, he dope, he might sell coke, I don't know. Always in the air, but never fly coach. Be a motherfucking trip. Trip sailor with the ship. When he make a drip, kiss him on the lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you'll get slapped if you're looking whole. He got the super bass, the boom, but the boom, boom. Boom, but the boom, boom bass. Yeah, that's the super bass. There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Mike Aiello, man, it's been an honor having you call us. It's
fantastic.
Been great talking to you. Call anytime, man. That's
absolutely.
It's fucking awesome. That's going to go down in podcast history, I'm sure.
Viral video tomorrow.
Yeah,
you're going to get arrested or a lawsuit from Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah. It's too good. It's too good.
That's my new ringtone right there.
That is. I got absolutely.
Seriously, Mike, thanks a lot. And Summer, are you still there?
Yes.
Darling. I love you.
I love you too.
Are you drinking your wind?
No, I've got water. I'm very boring tonight.
Aw.
Womp womp.
Cutting coupons.
Cutting coupons.
Yeah, literally, she's cutting coupons. This is our life.
That's
you know,
awesome.
A lot of work thing, and then we come home and put the kids to sleep, and I watch her cut coupons.
And then you find ridiculous podcasts to tune into and call it on the on the internet.
And
apparently.
Count how many buttholes you've seen.
And count how many buttholes.
And it wasn't an actual account. It's just an estimate.
I am still the butthole queen.
Yes, you are.
Christian,
yes,
you are. The new
butthole. But you'll be happy to know, while she's cutting coupons, we are both watching
porn.
The top 50 oh my god moments of WWE wrestling.
Yeah. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Now wait, just very quickly. Are these just WWE moments, or are we going back to like WWF times too?
Oh, we have to go back.
No, it goes all. It's the whole history.
Okay, good.
They just have to call it
WWE now.
That's
back when I used to watch.
Look, I'm calling number one is Mick Foley getting thrown off the cell.
That's a big one. That's a big one. I'm thinking Shawn Michaels, Brutus the Barber Beefcake through the shop window.
No, that wasn't Brutus the Barber Beefcake. It was Marty Jannetty.
Well, no, yeah, but through Brutus the Barber, yeah.
Yeah, the barber shop.
Yeah, it was
window.
The Rockers, Marty Jannetty, yeah. He threw it through the Brutus the Barber's.
Dude, I still have those toys.
Dude, oh my god.
I remember a Razor. Time when the Undertaker was still a character.
Favorite wrestler of all time, Mike. Favorite wrestler
and
of
then
all time.
He was
hold on. This is a very serious question. For the callers.
Favorite wrestler of all time, Mike Aiello.
Go.
God, favorite wrestler of all time.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Well, that's easy for me.
You know what? I'd have to go with The Rock.
Going
really?
With The Rock.
That's
I
solid.
If I had to go new school, old school, I'd definitely go Roddy Piper.
Oh, yeah, Roddy
Piper. Because
of
They Live Alone.
Yeah,
well, there's that. Yeah.
No, that. Rock is a hell of a showman, hell of a man on the mic, and he delivered it in the ring.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
He's good all around.
Yep.
He's really the only one that's kind of broken away to actually
do other stuff.
Do this something else.
If we did,
and you know what?
Well,
if
no,
we,
that's not true,
if
actually.
We discount the Tooth Fairy.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Now, I love him in Be Cool and, Walking
he
Tall and the Rundown.
Cool.
You know what? He's got timing. He's got timing.
Yeah, he's good.
He knows how to do it.
Well, his in-ring presence shows that alone. Summer, can I guess yours?
Go for it.
Mick Foley.
Of course.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
She would leave me for Mick
and,
Foley right now.
Me and Summer still need our Dude Love t-shirts.
Yes, we do.
I have
my Cactus Jack and I have my Mankind.
I was just going to say I have Cactus Jack and Mankind. I have two Cactus Jack shirts in my closet right now.
I gotta tell you
what's funny is I cannot bring myself to get rid of them. It's like every year I go through my crap and I'm like, oh, I never wear these.
Can't.
I cannot get rid of them.
What days would you wear those? What era of summer was that?
When Mike and I first met, because we...
Many moons ago.
I was really into the Texas deathmatch scene.
Was one of the things that he thought was cool about me that I actually like had been watching wrestling and I knew wrestlers prior to what was happening at that point, which was in 98.
Yeah,
right on.
Back in the day,
I was
she's got
seven,
quite a leg
six.
Lock too.
I do.
Nice.
I was a sophomore.
I can do the old Mae Young if you know what I mean.
Whoa! Family show here, people.
Oh,
not really. Not at all.
Not at all.
No, not
even
a little bit.
Slightest.
No.
Let's talk about buttholes.
That's true.
Back to the buttholes.
Family butthole show.
Am I going to get lynched if I say, along with the peanut butter and jelly, I've never seen wrestling ever?
Oh, my what,
suck.
Adam? Grant?
I know.
I
why do you bring these people
I think
on
he
the
might
story.
Be more gay than Christian. Got a new car, Duncan.
I see that
but
in the driveway.
Before I got a new car, I had to sell my Volvo.
Yes, you did. Owen, who did you sell your Volvo to?
Yeah, who'd you sell it to, dude?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm curious.
Yeah, I ended up selling my car.
Was his name Nikolai?
I think it might have been the Russian.
For those of you that don't speak pussy, what Owen said was the Russian mob.
Oh, jeez, you can't just do that.
Yes, I can. Sure, I fucking can.
No.
Yeah.
Allegedly, no.
Systematically. Quadriplegically.
All right, so I put the ad on Craigslist.
Yes.
And 15 fucking minutes later, there's, emails. And
you have car.
Hello.
You have car?
I would love to buy car. How much for car? What is condition of car? How many dead bodies will fit in back? How many is station wagon?
All right, the guy that called me was a lot briefer and a lot less intentionally Russian. Now the guy that got there, the two guys that got there when they got there, were a lot more Russian than the Russian that I heard on the phone. And so, car.
This is car.
This is car.
It It runs? Well, no, the transmission's broken, as I mentioned in the post.
You say 1,000?
Yeah, I'm kind of looking around 1,000 to get it, and it's 2004. Yeah, I think it's a 2004.
Because you don't even know what fucking year it is.
Yeah, you don't know.
You think it's a 2004.
I think I fuck you.
So he goes and he's looking, and turns out, yeah, it was a 2001.
Yeah,
He's like, 2000.
We believe in nothing.
2004.
We are nihilists.
2001.
We want some money, Lebowski. Wait, that's
true. And the whole time, him and his little buddy, like the one guy's big and they're both bald and they've got the chains and the shirts and the, you know what I mean? Like they're
Did they have really bad prison tattoos?
Not that I could see. They were both wearing long sleeves.
Oh, then that means yes.
And
in Florida in May, yeah, that means yes.
Yeah, and I when they first got there, I did ask them. I'm like, so hey guys, where are you from?
Russia.
I mean, it was straight out of the bat. So then the whole thing.
Soviet
was,
Russia.
They look at the car. They're doing their weaselly little thing back and forth, and they're speaking in Russian, and they're having hands over their feet.
Are they consistently smoking?
No. One actually later on in the process asked me for a cigarette.
No sugar cubes.
But I'll get to that later.
No.
Finally, he got a little angry that I had mentioned while they were there that, hey, there was another guy coming to look at the car.
You fuck me?
Oh, so we can buy car. If another guy coming for a car, we can't buy car. I give you 800. Give you 800 right now. Pretty damn close. So, yep, sure.
Okay.
800 it is.
Yeah,
it
right.
Sounds like a fucking deal and a half.
Please don't shoot me.
It's what I kind of wanted for the car anyway.
Yeah.
And, it's kind of like, all right, sounds good.
But still, please
but
don't
then,
shoot me.
Okay. So, I have to go, remind me to go back to the guy that called about the car.
The guy that called about the car.
And was coming to see the car. And had contacted me before the Russians did. But took a lot longer to get there.
Right.
So remind me to come back then. So anyway.
Yeah, because that's going to happen.
They give me the $800. We do the whole transaction. Whatever. Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And,
So wait, whatever happened to that guy that called? It just reminded you. That's all.
Yeah, thanks, Si.
Okay.
Tow truck's there. Finally gets there. 45 minutes of uncomfortableness. At one point, I literally felt so uncomfortable that I went out and was like, hey, guys, glass of water or anything? No, we're fine.
You have vodka?
And then he asked me for a cigarette. So I gave him a cigarette, and all was good. Like a tow truck came and Volvo, pulled down the driveway and it was getting loaded onto the tow truck to be taken off to be used in whatever gun running activity it's going to be used for, whatever.
More than likely sex trafficking.
There's something going on there. Oh, I never thought of that. Damn
sex it. Sex human trafficking.
Oh, it's a big car, too.
Sorry.
Oh, fuck.
That's why they wanted the station wagon on it.
Yeah. These two Chinese families.
I just thought it was big. They could get a lot of guns in there. Or drugs or something.
People.
Oh, damn it. They're going to hide them in all the weirdest places.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
It's still going to smell like you.
But it's really like Cheech and Chong.
So,
and the people aren't people. They're actually weed.
Weed, yeah.
Tow truck's going on the thing,
cocaine.
Man.
Coke.
And I decided to bust out the iPhone and take a little couple snapshots and a little bit of video of it being loaded onto the thing. And I'm just kind of standing there, kind of looking, and...
What are you doing? You fuck me? Do not put on your Facebook. Your book face.
And then he's like, he just, all he says is, for memories, right?
for memories. For memories. And just walked off.
You fucked me!
You fucked me!
That's the name of the episode right there. You fuck me!
That was so good. Oh, man. So, I mean, it's a long story, I know, but...
No, that's awesome.
It was so fucking such a...
Were you here alone?
Crazy tense situation.
Were you here alone?
No, Teresa was sitting outside on the porch with me.
That's even more terrifying.
I know.
You have pretty woman.
How much for her?
How much for woman?
How much for woman?
Another 800?
Another 800, yes. 800, we don't slit your throat and fuck it.
You know what the worst part about the story is?
You fuck me.
I was so scared. You know when you sign over a car and you hand over the title? You're supposed to rip that part off the bottom.
And keep it as a receipt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might have forgotten.
You're like, fuck it. Just take it. Just take it.
It's not that big of a deal.
I don't care.
I found a form, but that's how, like, fucking,
fill
like,
out the form.
Just fill out the form, sweetie. It'll be okay.
Oh, my God. This is bad.
What, did you sell this car to the Russians? Oh, good Lord, sugar.
Another one.
You're the third one today.
Were they both bald?
Then they come in. They come into the DMV and they're like, you fuck me!
Were they scared of cameras?
That does sound like Nikolai.
I'll have to give him this kickback.
Shit. Oh, shit. All right, so what about the other guy?
So, yeah.
Did you ever dream lucky?
As time went on, the Ono Radio Show went on to,
did you ever dream
give
lucky?
Duncan a co-host
wake
position. And boy, did he hold it close. Tell you what. Really was good times. Honestly, he would make his trips over on his scooter and God help his soul. He would scoot on over 45 minutes, an hour across Orlando in some dangerous ass roads just to come and do the show every week. And yeah, after Duncan... we ended up with a guy named Ty. And for a while, from about 2011, or no, sorry, 12, to the present day, the three of us have been the foundation of the Ono Radio Show. Now, you may be saying, what happened? There's so much time you're leaving off, Owen. There's so many people you're leaving out, Owen. I'm very aware of this. Very aware of the people I'm leaving out of this thing and the people that I'm including. Now, there are people that I'm leaving out for personal reasons, and then there are also people I'm leaving out because I just simply don't have enough time and space here, you know, on this podcast. Feel like this needs to just be a fairly short thing. I don't want to bore you with old stuff, and I don't want to bore you with me just jibber-jabbering about it, I do feel like I kind of need to, you know, explain what the fuck is going on with, you know, each and every one we do. But, I'm going to keep these short. I might have to do a second one just because I feel like we're going to definitely run out of time if I keep going with this thing. We're barely to just Duncan and Ty joining the show, and we, you know, are just starting the best of. We're starting the best of the worst of, or what are we calling this thing? How about it's called the worst of the best ofs? I think that's almost appropriate for this. Anyway, I'm going to stop blabbing now, and I don't know, where do we go from here? I hope you enjoyed the little bit of me talking about my fucking car and selling it to the Russians. How about to maybe close it out for the night, we bring back one of my favorite people to ever have on the show. I think it would only be appropriate that he join us for the end of the broadcast. And there's no better contributor to the show. I can't put into words how I feel about this person. He's been with me for years, and he's really stood by my side. So I don't even need to announce his name, because it's he speaks for himself.
It's T-Pain.
This is Bane and T-Pain.
Welcome.
Bane and T-Pain.
Welcome to the Oh No Radio Show with T-Pain.
When I have done, you will have done this before.
Sorry, Bane.
T-Pain, how do you feel about politics? Are you for the Democrats or the Republicans, T-Pain?
All I know is that Mitt Romney
looks like he likes little boys.
Oh, no.
T-Pain, what happened to you,
T-Pain?
Where did you go, T-Pain? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit.
T-Pain, what indeed happened to you?
My battery got low.
How dare you do this on the Bane and T-Pain podcast?
It's pretty good, right?
Yo, Bane.
T-Pain? What?
Why you wear that shit all on your face?
It helps me breathe and talk cool like this. Stop doing that, T-Pain.
I don't know what happened.
It's the microphone.
I fixed that shit.
Yeah, it's me fixing it because it's a goddamn failure. I'm the one on the computer boards. Fix the thing, you idiot.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Fucking. This is Bane again. This is Bane on the back. Bane talk.
Yeah.
With T-Pain! Live from my sewer studio!
T-Pain wants to know why I'm pain. Got asthma so bad that it wears the mask!
My mother was a heavy smoker, and you have to ask.
What was your brand?
I think it was Marlboro Flights.
I don't even
because
know.
Because in the movie I was on a plane, and I'm Bane.
Bane, you sound like a mean motherfucker.
I'm actually quite personable if you get to know me.
But you got an intellect.
It needs more Sean Connery in it.
What are we doing?
I love this show.
That's what I was hoping for.
Oh. You talking about chair rubs?
Right.
Bane back!
Oh, geez.
Here again. Yep, Bane's here. Codeine really, really, really kicked in. I love chairs. Just as much as Ty loves chairs, too. Big chair fan. T-Pain, do you like chess? T-Pain not here yet? No? Why is T-Pain always late? He never fucking shows. I tell him to beat him. I tell him, go take over in about 4 minutes.
Oh, there you are. Thank in that time you showed up. Codeine and chairs.
And cocaine.
Cocaine? Do you have any more of that one? I never had that one before. You, T-Pain. Can I? Do I? A little bit. Just a little. One. Just one.
Scissor.
Bang, 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 bang. Jesus! Bane here, Bane! T-Bane! What about White Castle?
Bane, I think you need to go to bed.
I think Bane needs medical attention.
I think Bane threw up in his mask.
Damn, Bane.
Well, folks, I guess that kind of brings us to a close, doesn't it? I hope you enjoyed this. I know there's so much more that we can play. Maybe we'll just consider this a taster. I feel like there'll be a part two, maybe a part three, and who knows. But it's good to go back and listen to some of the crazier antics we have on this show. We didn't even bring up Cletus. We didn't bring in a lot of things that need to be in here. I don't know. Maybe I'll go back. I'll add a few more in, but I do need to kind of sign off for the evening and for the Ono Radio Show. And what I will tell you is, if we do another one, I think I'm going to have somebody else in here so that we can talk about them together. I think that'll be fun. And maybe we'll even do it live. But as it stands, yes, what you all need to be looking forward to is February the 5th, 2014, because at 8 p.m., the Ono Radio Show goes live for its 150th episode. That's right, folks, 150th episode on justin.tv/Ono Radio Show. You need to give us a call, you need to leave us voicemails, you need to pump this show, folks. Share it on your Facebooks. I've got some images you can share with all the information that you need. I've got some posts that are funny that you can share or relevant that you can share. Do that. Friend us on Facebook. Love us. Be one of us. Facebook.com/Ono Radio Show. Folks, I'm going to be making a couple bigger announcements on show 150. But until that time, I want you to all take care, have a beer for me, and as always, eat a bag of dicks. I fell for-
offer me is a drink of gin. Why don't you do right?
Now you can do it.
Doing it.
No trick. God fucking damn it.
Oh, there it is. There's my beat.
Where my beat at?
I need it. Make it sexy. Here we go. New theme song.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Radio.